L'objectif de la Peace River Quilters Guild est d'apprendre et de développer des compétences de courte pointe et de partager la fraternité, de promouvoir l'appréciation de toutes les formes de courte pointe et d'encourager la reconnaissance et l'appréciation du travail de tous les membres. Jusqu'au 9 décembre, il y a une présentation de courte pointe à la bibliothèque de Peace River. Je suis en compagnie de Carol Gold, une des artistes et membres du jury de l'Association nationale des courtes pointes. So, from November 11 to December 9, there's a quilt show. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Well, the Valley Peacemakers in Peace River hang an annual show at the library gallery. We always hang in around November, sometimes late October, depending on what else is showing in the gallery and when it leaves. And the show, it consists of quilts that are made by our members.
I was wondering, how did the Peace River Quilters Guide started?
The guild was started in 2003 by one of our members. She thought that it would be a really good idea to have a group that everybody could gather. It's for companionship. It's for encouragement. It's for education. So we meet only once a month, but we plan our extra activities during that meeting. So we plan things like our quilt shows and we plan special projects. We meet outside of our meeting time. We also meet one Saturday a month to do just to get together and sew. So we call it our Saturday Sew Day. So I've been a part of the guild since about 2008. And our quilt show actually started in, I think, about 2012, because the gallery opened in 2011. And we, as a group, were a very small group at the time. We only had about between 8 and 12 members, and we wanted to be able to show our work without putting on a typical quilt show, which involves, you know, usually hundreds of quilts. And when you're a group of 8 to 12 people, you only produce so much in a year. So that's how we ended up putting our quilts in the gallery at the library.
Okay, perfect. So how can people can participate to the exhibition?
Well, people can visit the library during the library hours. It's a free exhibition. We hang our quilts as though they're art. So they're hung gallery style. And people can have a really nice close look if they're interested in seeing how things are put together.
Is there an exhibition during the summer or only winter?
We usually show our quilts in November, so usually just in the winter. There are quilts always at the library. We did a special project for the children's section of the library, and we made several quilts that feature creatures of the boreal forest or aspects of the boreal forest. And so they're always hanging in the library. So if anybody is visiting the Peace River Library and they want to see some quilts, they just have to go into the children's area and look up.
And what do you guys do with the quilts? Well, most of the quilts.
Some people sell their quilts, but most of us make quilts as gifts for our family and friends. It's kind of a passion. You can't really help yourself, so you probably make more quilts than you ever need in one lifetime. So therefore, you find ways of making them meaningful gifts for people that you love.
Okay, and do you think there will be a 2021 edition?
Yes, we call our show Hanging by a Thread, and we've had different iterations of that title, but whenever you see something that's advertised by the library that says Hanging by a Thread, that will be our show. We've had an annual show since we began there, and I don't anticipate that we will stop anytime unless they kick us out.
Well, thank you so much, Carol.
Thank you.
C'était Carol Gold, artiste et membre du jury de l'Association nationale des courtes pointes. Ici Alex Fortier pour la radio Nord-Ouest FM.